It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us. In the studio is Chase Baker. He's the marketing coordinator at the Donald W. Reynolds Library serving Baxter County. Summer's over. Can you believe it went by that quickly?
I know. It's
blink of an
crazy.
Eye. I know. And I know you guys have been very busy at the library. And since you and I have not had a chance to talk in a minute or two, pub night went extremely well. How
did you?
That was your first pub night, wasn't it?
It was.
How did you like it?
I enjoyed it a lot. It was not what I expected when I first heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was cooler than I thought, honestly.
It's a lot more, isn't it?
It is.
Lots going on.
Mm-hmm.
Great folks from the community get involved in
Absolutely.
That. And that is one of the largest, probably the largest fundraiser the library has each year.
Yes, it is.
And one of the most successful, by the way,
yes,
as well.
Yes, we record-breaking numbers this year.
That's what I heard from Kim Croshaner.
Yes.
And it just seems to get bigger each year. More mm-hmm. people get involved. It seems like there's better choices on the menu, better breweries and wine. Wineries, you're getting just more and more involved each year. And,
absolutely.
You know, kudos.
Yep.
Kudos
and
to you guys.
We always have these ideas and we're always trying to make it bigger and bigger every year. And we're already in thinking mode. Like, what can we do next year to make it even better?
I think a lot of folks out there that don't know about fundraising don't understand that as soon as you're done with an event, you are either planning for the next one or replanning for next year.
Yep.
You don't want things to get stale.
Exactly.
But yet people are accustomed to having things a certain way.
Right.
So it's kind of a balancing act.
Absolutely.
It's difficult. And you being a marketing coordinator, that's your job.
Pretty
to
much,
work on
yeah.
that.
And, you know, we have a team, a planning team, and we all did an awesome job, like especially Adina with the foundation. She
mm-hmm.
organized the entire thing almost single-handedly, and she did such a great job.
I heard nothing but great things about it. So here we are. Fall is just, you know, weeks away.
Yeah.
And things have changed up at the library a bit because school is back in session. So what did you want to talk to us about today?
Yeah. So, you know, school's back in session. So we are bringing back the after school activities for kids.
Great.
You know, we have the manga club for the teenagers. We have the Pin Masters Guild. We have a study station for them to come by. And if they need to do some homework or work on a project with friends or whatever they need to do, they have the space to do that and the time to do it.
That's great.
Yeah.
I did not know you had a special place put aside for groups to work.
Yeah, and it's less of a specific place and more of a specific time.
Ah.
We kind of like make sure all the teens in the teen department are like quiet and doing work rather than like
chatting.
Being a little bit. Yeah, exactly, exactly. And you know,
it's that
specific time. I believe it's 4:15 to 5 p.m. on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quote me on that.
But you can always go to baxlib.org and check out
absolutely
all the times and time frames mm-hmm. for that. What else did you want to hit on today, Chase?
So in the fall coming up, we have our literary series.
Mm.
And we are actually kind of changing that up a little bit. So we are kind of trying to bring our workshops and our lectures and stuff like that out of the Knox rooms, because that's where we usually have it. And we're
exactly.
trying to bring it out into the library. So we have actually moved the stacks around, the shelves around in the library, and the space by the fireplace
mm-hmm.
is now almost completely open with the, which still has the couches and everything, but instead of the stacks right behind it, there's tables and there's space for chairs now.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And so we can have lectures by the fireplace, and we're calling it Read, Write, Ignite at the Hearthside.
I love it.
Yes.
Who came up with that? You?
I came up with the idea, but not the name.
Oh, that was very clever. As someone you know, who writes here at the stations, I'm always looking for new ideas. So that one's just brilliant.
Right.
And that is a perfect space for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't been in the library in about a month and a half. So I need to come by and check out the changes.
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
Oh.
That was
good deal.
We were just pushing the stacks around. That
moving
was some
around.
Hard work.
I'll bet it was. You didn't take the books off?
No.
Wow.
It saved time. Yeah. But we had these sliders we put under the shelves and just slid it around.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. Anything else you want to hit on upcoming?
Yeah. Makerspace activities for the fall. We're going to have embroidery, Mariah.
They have so many projects coming up.
Mariah has been doing such a great job with our adult programs, just getting that scheduled and coming up with the ideas for that stuff. Mm-hmm. She's been doing such a great job. And she's come up with embroidery for this class and then 3D printing. We actually have a 3D printer that we're going to be teaching people how to use.
They had done that a couple years ago, and I remember it was a huge hit. You actually had a waiting list for people
Absolutely.
Who wanted to make things. So I suggest if you want to get involved in mm-hmm. that, you better start looking yeah. into it now.
Makerspace activities require registration because we have a limited space.
Exactly. And again, go to bixlib.org and you can see the list.
Mm-hmm.
So what's new for 2020, you think?
So 2020, I don't know if everybody is aware of this. That's 10 years for us being in that building.
That's right, it is.
It's our 10-year anniversary in the Donald W. Reynolds Library.
Excellent. And what a beautiful library it is. What a
yeah.
great space.
And we're so excited that we're kind of in celebration mode. We've got plans that, and I can't give you the details on it because it's not set in stone, but there's going to be a lot of big stuff coming in 2020.
I expect some cake somewhere along
absolutely.
The way, right?
Yeah.
I'll keep my eyes open on the calendar
Definitely.
For that.
And that might be like in November because that's when our next November 2020.
Right.
Because that's when our official open date, I believe our soft open was in August.
Yep.
But
and then they had the grand opening in November.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
one of my favorite places in town, in the county, actually.
Absolutely.
The library is awesome and the staff is amazing.
We try to be.
You are. I mean, I've never gone there with a question that someone couldn't answer, wasn't willing to help me with. It's just a great place
yeah.
to stop, have a cup of coffee at Bookworms
oh, yeah.
Cafe, grab a book, meet up with your friends. It's just a terrific place to go. You guys have a great vibe in there. Must
Appreciate
be fun working
that.
There.
It really is. It really is.
I bet it is. Chase, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. We'll talk to you next month.
Definitely.
All right. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.